My name is Brian Mills. I work for the United States Department of Energy. I'm in the Office of Electricity Delivery and Energy Reliability. I would like to thank you for taking the time to attend this meeting today. Your presence and input are vital to a robust public participation process. This is a scoping meeting. It is about listening and learning from you. The Department of Energy needs to hear what issues you think we should consider in conducting our environmental analysis. The reason we are here is that Northern Pass Transmission is proposing to construct an international transmission line and has asked the Department of Energy for a permit to cross the border. Northern Pass submitted a presidential permit application to the Department of Energy in October of 2010. Northern Pass proposed to construct and operate an overhead high voltage direct current, or DC, electric transmission line. The line would have a 1200 megawatt rating and would start at an alternating current, or AC, to DC converter station near Sherbrooke, Quebec, Canada. From there, it would transmit direct current to Franklin, New Hampshire, where the DC would be converted to AC. The AC would be transmitted on a proposed 345 kilovolt line that would terminate in Deerfield, New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, the proposed DC transmission line would run approximately 140 miles from the U.S. border near the community of Pittsburgh to a DC to AC converter station in Franklin. From the Franklin converter station to the project terminus at the existing Public Service Company of New Hampshire's substation in Deerfield, the project would consist of 40 miles of 345 kilovolt AC electric transmission lines. Before any facility can be built across the U.S. international border, the proponent must obtain a presidential permit from the Department of Energy. A Department of Energy presidential permit authorizes a company to construct, operate, maintain, and connect electric transmission facilities at the border. The Department of Energy is involved in this proceeding for one reason. The proposed transmission line would cross the international border. If this line did not cross the border, the Department of Energy would not be here. The Department of Energy has no authority to site this line. Only the state of New Hampshire has that authority. The Department of Energy does not convey the right of eminent domain with its presidential permits, nor can the Department of Energy address the issue of compensation for land that would be impacted by the Northern Pass project. Before the Department of Energy can issue this kind of permit, we must comply with the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. For this proposed project, the Department of Energy has determined the appropriate level of NEPA analysis to be an Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS. The EIS will analyze the foreseeable environmental impacts that might flow from granting the permit. The EIS will also identify steps that might be needed to mitigate environmental impacts. The other federal agencies involved are the U.S. Forest Service, White Mountain National Forest, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, New England District. They have permitting authority for the proposed facilities within their respective jurisdictions. The Forest Service and the Corps of Engineers are cooperating agencies with the Department of Energy in the preparation of this EIS. We're here to listen and get your comments and suggestions for the issues we should be addressing in the EIS. We would also like to know about any alternative routes for the proposed project. Once the scoping period closes on April 12, 2011, we will get to work in preparing the draft EIS. This will take several months. Once the draft is completed, it will be posted on our website and distributed to everyone on our mailing list. If you want to be on the mailing list, you can sign up at the table by the front using the blue postcards or on our website. There will be at least a 45-day comment period for you to review the draft environmental impact statement and submit comments. During the comment period on the draft environmental impact statement, you will be able to submit comments in writing or by email. We will also hold public hearings to receive oral comments on the draft EIS. After the close of the comment period on the draft EIS, we will begin to prepare the final EIS. Every comment received on the draft EIS will be included in the final EIS, and we will respond in the document to every comment received. When the final EIS is completed, it will be sent to everyone on the mailing list and posted on our website. By law, the Department of Energy may not make a final decision on the Northern Pass Presidential Permit application until 30 days after publication of the final EIS. At the completion of the EIS process, the Department of Energy may or may not issue a presidential permit. If the Department of Energy were to issue a presidential permit, the transmission line and associated facilities could not be built unless and until all other state, local, and federal permits are obtained. For this meeting, the stenographer is here to write down what you say during your comments. Whether you choose to speak or not, you are invited to send us written comments. All comments, whether written or oral, are treated the same and have equal weight. We will accept comments until April 12th. We will consider comments submitted after that date to the extent we can. If you have specific questions about the project itself, representatives from Northern Pass are here to discuss them with you. For example, they can describe the proposed and alternative routes on the maps that are here.